British film director John Borman has a new movie that opens this weekend. Borman's films include Deliverance, Excalibur, The Emerald Forest, and Hope and Glory. Stephen Schiff has a review of Borman's latest, Where the Heart Is.
There's a kind of folly certain smart directors are prone to, especially the ones who, like John Borman, have dared to create exotic new worlds on the screen. Now Borman has announced that he wants to move toward what he calls simpler human stories. I think, he says, it's a matter of opening my heart. Well, his heart is wide open in Where the Heart Is, and it's not always a pretty sight. Like Paul Mazursky when he made Tempest, or Alain René with almost every film he shoots these days, Borman has turned toward a balmier, more whimsical style, a style by which he means to express his wonderment at the joys of family life. Trouble is, Borman hasn't figured out where whimsy ends and sappiness begins. Where the Heart is a dotty old grandpa of a movie. It rocks back and forth, grinning, and cooing, "Oh, those wonderful young people." Of course, Borman intended a somewhat larger statement. His movie tries to be about homelessness, about the cruelty of capitalism, about greed's emergence in the 80s as a kind of art form. The movie's hero is Stuart McBain, played by the curmudgeonly Dabney Coleman. He's a New York demolition tycoon, whose craft is the perfect destruction of wonderful old buildings. His three aimless teenage children live the untroubled life of young monarchs, until one day McBain decides he's had enough. Whisking them in the middle of the night from sleek Manhattan to a run-down Brooklyn side street, he shows his kids a ramshackle, deserted old tenement that he owns, but has been unable to destroy for legal reasons. Here, he decides, is where they're finally going to learn to fend for themselves.
I'm giving it to you kids.
What? I guess we could fix it up with the right decorator. Dad, I don't think we're really ready to live on our own yet.
Ah, honey, think of it as just a little survival test. It'll be fun.
You mean, it's only a game?
It's a game, exactly. Yeah, but with very strict rules, son. No designers. You get to do all that yourselves. But I'll give you money. I'll give you, oh, say, $750 each. And the game will start right now.
At first, the kids are nonplussed, but then they start using their talents, and they invite their equally talented pals to come live with them. Pretty soon, the house is full of bubbly young painters and fashion designers and computer jocks, all dancing and singing and falling in love with one another. It's a fantasy of the sweetness of youth, and it plays like a dum-dum version of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Meanwhile, back in the real world, the stock market crashes, McBain loses his job, and suddenly he has to move in with the very kids he's evicted. This development, of course, is intended to be a barrel of ironic laughs, but nothing quite works as intended in this movie. That's partly because Borman has directed his actors to mug and play cute, and most of them come off the worse for it. Besides, Borman and his daughter Telsha, who wrote the screenplay together, haven't structured it well. They never show us enough of the relationships between parents and kids for us to feel anything when those relationships are sundered, or again when the family is reunited. In the end, all that comes through is Borman's gift for visual sleight of hand, and his sincerity. Where the Heart is certainly heartfelt. The organ it bypasses, unfortunately, is the big one up north.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.